that was a Celtic folk song played on the Cape Breton fiddle by Natalie McMaster.
That was great, actually. I enjoyed it. I could have listened to more of that because it was very Celtic.
She's very clever on the fiddle, isn't she? It sounded like a flute there in some places.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it was so terrific to listen to. Mm. Now, Kristen Henning is one of our US correspondents who, with her husband Tom, sold the family home and has been a global nomad for the past few years.
She did tell the family, though.
Oh.
Before she sold it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sold the family home. That's good to know. Mm. This time they've been in Brittany, in France, on a backroads biking tour. Kristen details the highlights of this northwest corner of France, which is also renowned for its culinary offerings. Anyone for sea snails?
Welcome back to the show, Kristen. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And you've been in Brittany, and you've actually been... biking in Brittany, that's an interesting part of France, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, and we had not been to this part of France before, and we had not done a bicycle tour before, so this was new.
Okay, and was this pure pedal power, or does the bike come with any mechanical assistance?
We chose not to have any mechanical assistance.
Wow.
But we did, however, choose a tour, and Brittany is, you know, it can be a little hilly, but it was pretty easygoing overall.
Right. Okay. So tell us, you obviously flew into Paris. How did you get up to Brittany? Did you train?
We did. We took a train from Paris to Lamballe, which is where we were greeted. This was, I'd like to mention, a self-guided tour, and I think this is... Mm-hmm. Something that we really hope to do again. It was, we were greeted, met by the on-ground person. This company, Exodus Travels in this case, had booked the hotels and was responsible for advancing our luggage as we were pedaling along. So we didn't get encumbered, overloaded. We didn't have to do any planning to speak of.
Okay. We're losing a little bit of audio quality there. But we'll carry on.
Do you want to go back over that?
Yeah, actually, it mightn't be a bad idea. I think we might just do that. I'll ask you again about how you got to Brittany, okay?
Okay.
So, Kristen, you flew into Paris. How did you get to Brittany and what happened then?
We took a train from Paris to Lamballe in Brittany, and in Lamballe we were met by the on-ground professional. I'd like to mention this was a self-guided tour. So we were biking on our own, but our hotels reservations were made in advance, and our luggage was moved forward along the way. This company, Exodus Travels, did I mention that? Is also they were just beginning to do the GPS type of routing. So we had phone apps that guided us along our way, as well as maps and detailed written instructions.
Okay. So obviously they had well and truly scoped this tour. Did they ask you how many kilometres a day or how many miles a day you were prepared to ride?
Well, when we chose this trip, we could see clearly on their website what the difficulty level is. They grade all of their journeys and what the routine would be. Overall, this week we covered about 200 kilometers. We climbed probably a cumulative 2,000 meters. Not a lot of up and down, but you know, some short, steep parts of it. So you're really able to choose a route that's good for you. We were also self-propelled, not electric bikes.
Okay, so it wasn't the Tour de France, Kristen.
Nope, it wasn't. And in three cases, we stayed in the same hotel two nights in a row so we could do day trips or explore and have a lighter day between a heavier day.
Okay. And was that already in the planning, or were you able to change the itinerary for that?
That was already in the planning.
Okay. All right. So which towns did you visit, and what did you discover along the way?
Oh, we discovered the beautiful coastline. We first met the seaside at a town called Sable d'Or-les-Pins. I don't speak French, so I'm massacring
that. Yeah.
A beach town, an old resort town. It feels really old-fashioned, like probably in the turn of the century to the 20th century. It was bustling, and it's a little tired now. We loved it. Saw a beautiful sunset there. People swim there. There's some great historic sites near there. In the Cape Frehel area, that is gorgeous. And then really the major cities are Dinard and Dinan. Dinan being the famous medieval town on the hilltop, and Dinard is across from San Malo. So it's probably more famous for its proximity to San Malo than it is in its own right. But it has one of my favorite things, the largest, among the largest tide differences in a day. And so I'm completely happy watching the tide come in and go out.
Yeah,
and
of course,
we ate very well because Brittany, of course, draws from the sea and the agriculture. We biked through farmland and along the ocean, and we ate the fruits of all of that. It was really great food.
I was going to ask you about the food. My wife and I happened to go to Brittany on our last trip to France. We went to Le Havre, and we ate wonderful food up there. So what did you have?
Well, we ate...
fish, obviously.
We ate snails. I don't remember the name of the sea snail. There's a separate name for a sea snail that
is
really wonderful. We ate a lot of seafood because we love seafood. We also just came... The very first hotel that was booked for us was our first night and our return in the last night. It's a country inn, very chef-driven, right from the produce right from the area. It was a world-class restaurant, and we just savored every bite.
It's amazing how the small restaurants in regional France can be as good as those in the big cities.
And in some cases, we hadn't been tipped off to, although we were given recommendations, sometimes we just pulled off, and someplace looked good, and it was as equally good a surprise as another place that may have been recommended to us.
Yeah, the serendipity of traveling, hey? You
yes.
Love to uncover those little surprises. Now, how would people get in touch with the organization if they were looking to do a self-guided bike tour?
Well, this company is Exodus Travel, and if you just go to exodustravel.com, you'll be able to select self-guided tours. I really think it's becoming a much more popular type of tour, and we embrace it because we're independent travelers. We like the activity level that a lot of these have. They do a lot of walking and hiking, self-guided as well as biking. Mm. There are other companies that do this as well, but we met up with these people through an adventure travel association, and it really fit the bill. We really, we were a bit trepidatious because we're not big bikers. We do our urban biking thing, and that's it. So we hadn't really invested a week into biking before, and we were proud of ourselves. We were really happy with the fit of this particular choice for us, and it was very well mapped out. So.
And the self-guided part, did you actually have an audio track to listen to, or was it just points that come up on the GPS? How did that all work?
They used a ride with GPS. We downloaded each day's itinerary in advance, and then I couldn't see or didn't really want to see a map on my phone. We had our phones mounted on our bikes. But you can't really see with sunglasses on and a screen, and the screen goes dark. So we did use voice activation. So it's just like Siri telling you that in 50 meters you're going to bear right. It was very well done.
Right. And did you have solar charging or something?
We didn't need it. No, if you the phone is basically, because it's already a downloaded app, it's just using the GPS and nothing else. So Okay. We were able to bike all day without recharging the battery.
Well, that sounds great. Kristen, seeing a place at the pace that you would have travelled must be also something a little different to high-speed train travel, which I love, but at a different pace, you take things in differently, don't you?
Right, and we could start and stop when we wanted, eat when we wanted, rest when we wanted. And we're big photographers, so we just stop and take pictures. In a group situation, that's not as convenient. So, people can take a look at our photos and stories. Well, we have couple of stories, one about the food, Strictly, and one about the ride on our blog, travelpass50.com.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.